And welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. So if you're new here, my podcast is all about manifesting, self-development, spirituality, and mindset work. And I have guests that come on that talk about holistic well-being. And if you don't know who I am Kathy Mao. I am your host, and I am an empowerment coach, a spiritual guidance, and an intuitive card reading. So I love doing and helping people to better themselves through mindset work and to create a reality that they deserve and not let fear or things that you think are going to hold you back and really just push you forward and allow you to live the life that you dream about. Because remember, when you dream about the life that you want, it's already actually happening in another reality. It's just not happening in this timeline. And there's multiple realities happening all in one time. So this is what my podcast is all about. Today, I am kind of just going a little all over the place, talking about updates, life updates, and just downloads of what I feel I should share, because also I am sick and trying to record this. So I'm a little nasally, and if you are watching on YouTube, you can see that I am sick, but I'm still showing up for you guys. I'm still being here. And I just love what I do so much that it just doesn't seem like work to me. I mean, yes, getting my ass up to record is a hard thing. But once I start recording, once I hit that record button, it's like nonstop. And it's just so exciting to be able to do things that I love. And I want this for all of you guys. And remember, if you're new here, I actually started this podcast because I wanted to get better at speaking, and I had this download at a young age, maybe like 10 or 11. I was in the car, and then like I had something pop up and was like, dude, you're going to be in radio or something like that, talking about your thoughts, and you and your sister might be doing something together. I have a twin sister and an older sister, but I just know that there's something there. Yeah, and that led me into making this podcast. So, hey, when you have downloads, you just ride with it and let it all unfold. And the crazy part is I am actually going to speak at my first live event. And it's going to be a health and wellness event. And I'm going to be speaking in front of, I don't even know how many people, but like tons of people. On a stage, and I literally manifested this. So lately I've been really working hard on practicing speaking in front of people. Well, I haven't been practicing about speaking in front of people, but I've been practicing my speech and practicing every day. And that has been actually helping me gain confidence. Because when you step out to do things that you're uncomfortable with and you do it every day, even when you force yourself, you feel like you're accomplished. So, I mean, I haven't spoken in front of people yet with the speech, but practicing every day little by little has literally taught me like, okay, I can do this. And if I do this enough and if I prepare enough, even if I get in front of people, it's going to be ingrained in my mind so much that I'm just going to spit it out and see where it takes me, right? You can only prepare so much, but you have to be confident in yourself enough and trust in yourself enough to be able to allow yourself to accomplish it. And so I was like going through Instagram or Facebook, and then I saw Kim Kardashian, and she was telling Jimmy Fallon, yeah. And she's just so confident in herself. Like, everything she does, she says she doesn't get nervous. She just trusts in herself so much that she just knows she can do it. So, like, SNL, she did it. She never watched SNL before. So, she's like, yeah, I know it's weird that I never watched SNL, but I just didn't know what to expect. I just knew that I could do it, and I just did it. And then, like, when she got her license, she was not nervous. She just knew she was going to do it and just did it. But the mentality, even if you don't like her or not, think about it. Her mindset is incredible. She just trusts in herself so much that she knows she's going to be able to do it. She just does it and kills it. And I was just thinking to myself when I heard her say that, I was like, wow. To be able to believe in yourself this much without proof, without needing other people's expectations or meeting other people's expectations or having their words or whatever it may be, she just trusts in herself enough, like, or loves herself enough that, yeah, whatever I do, I know I'm good enough. And if every one of us can even have like 40% of that mindset, think about what we can accomplish. And this is why Kim Kardashian is so successful. Like, even if you hate on her, whatever it is, okay? I mean, I don't love her or whatever, but I love her mindset. I love how she and what she did to create the life she has for herself and what she created for her family. Like, wow, that's incredible. And just listening to her, not being nervous about doing these things that I know other people would be, like me, speaking in front of people. I'm already psyching myself out sometimes too when I think about it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to look like blah, blah, blah. I'm going to look stupid. But why say those narratives? Like, why are we already putting ourselves down when it hasn't even happened? Why are we not trusting ourselves? And yes, I know it's because it can be from inner child work or, you know, childhood trauma, etc. But you can always rewire your mind. You can always get rid of those traumas. You can always heal yourself. So why not heal your fears? And the fears come from trying to protect what you don't want to hear, what you don't want to see, or what you're scared of what other people think. But those aren't important. Who cares about what other people think? Care about what you think. And so every time I think about the things that are so scary, I'm like, actually, it's going to teach me something. So I've been in a very, very chill spot in my life right now where I don't want to do much. And I know it's really sad because in my business, I really have to push on sales or push myself to be out there and do all these things that I no longer want to do in this time and space in my life. Because right now I'm 24 weeks, guys. And I know that I'm not going to have this peaceful time until I don't even know when. So I'm trying to like bask in this peace. And I love this feeling of peace because it's so quiet. It's so slow paced. It's just chill. And I haven't felt like this in 4 years since Gemma was a baby. And it's been on the go since then because I really went hardcore when she was a baby, like literally newborn. And then I did my business, had a newborn, and I've just been on the go, go, go. And then baby number two finally comes. And I'm like, wow, okay. This is my time to have some peace and quiet before the chaos begins with two kids. And I'm going to love it. I know I'm going to bask in it. I'm going to strive in it. But a part of me knows, like literally knows, that I know I'm going to be so successful. I know that I'm going to be so busy speaking on stages, more stages. I'm going to be doing book tours and I'm just going to be everywhere. I know I'm going to blow up. I just don't know when. And I think right now I'm okay with just being quiet and content with my peaceful, quiet life. Because I trust, I know in my heart, and I know in my hardcore being that I'm meant for greatness. I just don't know when. And I know it's not right now, this moment, instant in time, which I'm okay with because I trust in the universe. I trust in divine timing, and I've learned to build this part of myself up. And I've really worked on calming my nervous system because my nervous system has been on fight and flight for so long that now, I mean, I guess I'm kind of burnt out in a way that I'm calming my nervous system for my baby boy, and I'm okay with it, and I trust. And with this trust, though, it allows me to really, honestly bask in knowing that I'm not in a rush to have the outcome that I already envisioned, that I already know is meant to happen. I just don't know when. And the crazy thing is, because when I got pregnant with baby number two, because I got a miscarriage in 2024, and then I knew I was going to have a number two. I knew I was going to have a boy. I just knew. I just didn't know when. I just had to keep trying and trying and trying until finally, October 2025, I got pregnant. And then I was able to tell my family in November 2025, which was so beautiful. But I just knew. I was like, okay, I just gotta keep trying when. So I put that mindset into my career, into my purpose. I know this is gonna blow up. I just don't know when. And I'm just gonna bask in the bliss of life that I get to live right now. And I'm already abundant. I have everything that I want right now. So why am I in a rush? What am I in a rush to be or do? I feel like I've always been chasing something, but it's because I've been trying to chase validation or some outer thing. But I love myself so much, and I love my life so much, and I created so many positive friends, family, and so much abundance of love, money, everything, that I don't feel like I'm in lack of anything. So me being in this quiet time in my life feels so nice. Even though I feel miserable at this moment in time because I'm sick, I don't know what the hell I got, honestly. But it's like some congestion in my chest, and then it's like causing my nose to get nasally. So then when I breathe sometimes, like, see, I can't catch my breath, and then I get this cough. So bear with me with you guys today. But again, like I said, I'm actually doing this, trying to put something out for Friday. But anywho, but this point in my life, I just feel so abundant, peaceful, quiet, and I feel like truly I'm living the bliss off life. And if you're new here and you've never heard what the bliss off life is about, it's about being in alignment with who you are, like on a soul level, knowing you're this powerful soul, amazing being. You have these powers and you're able to manifest and create the life that you deserve. And then when you're connected to that part of you that is already within you, and you realize and you come to terms like, oh man, oh crap, this is me. I have all of this power and this freaking amazingness. And life becomes so blissful and soft. And so I've literally created a BS life for this moment in my life. And it feels so good, guys. Feels so nice, even when I'm feeling miserable with this whatever so-called sickness I have. And everything happens in divine timing. And I knew I was going to get sick. I had a feeling. I was like, dude, everybody's been getting crazy sick, like, since January. And then I didn't really get sick. So I was like, I've been so lucky. But I don't know, for some reason, I knew I was just going to get it. And luckily, I'm getting this a week before my vacation/baby moon to Hawaii next week. So I am thankful that I am going to get over this ASAP, hopefully. And sometimes we get sick because our body or the universe or your energy is just telling you, like, just relax and just do nothing and just, you know, just chill out. So, I mean, I've already been chilling, but I guess the universe wants me to chill out even more. And for a high achiever type A person, it is hard for me to chill out. Like, look, I am here recording a podcast for you guys, even when I'm freaking so sick. And the funny thing is, last night, I actually fell asleep at 8 p.m. I have not fallen asleep like that since I don't even know. I don't even remember when. And I was like telling my husband, I was like, babe, I am so sick. I'm knocking out. And then I didn't even wake up till like 7:30. So I had like 11 hours of sleep. I don't even remember the last time I had that much sleep. And then I woke up still feeling sick, but I still pushed through. I still dropped Gem off at the school. And lately, she's been having a tough time at school. And I feel bad for her because she is transitioning from a room 3, and then now she's at an older classroom, so they call it room 6. So they learn a lot more, and she's not with her friends, and she's not with the teacher that she loves so much. But I know that this is needed for her because she needs to grow, and I can't just let her be babied the whole time. And I know she's having a tough time, and she's a kid that needs time to really bask in change. And she doesn't like change. Like, she hates change. And then I see that she is so like me. I hate change. And most of us hate change because we like being complacent. We like what we know. We like familiarity. And so she's having a tough time, and dropping her off has been a nightmare. And then when I pick her up from school, she's always like, Mommy, why did you take forever picking me up? Why so late? She makes me feel bad, but I know this is so needed for her because, I mean, in the end, I'm trying to teach her. And I told her this morning when I dropped her off at school in the car, I was like, baby, I know you're powerful, you're strong, I know you don't like change, this is hard, but, you know, we all have to do things that we don't like because we're going to grow and you're going to become stronger, braver, and smarter than Mom. And I know it. And you're going to do amazing things. And I kept telling her this, and she kind of like hid and scrunched up in her car seat and kind of sucked her thumb. But she was listening. And that's the beautiful part that I get to create and help create and shift the perspective for my daughter, because I didn't get this growing up. I mean, my mom told me a lot of things, and she would repeat herself a million times over and over and over again, that it kind of just stuck with all of us, like my siblings and I. And so now I'm using that strategy onto my daughter, but now I get to say like positive affirmations to her. And the beautiful thing is, I've been starting in her morning routine is to say powerful affirmations with her in the morning. Sometimes she does this, sometimes she doesn't. But I try to say, you know, you're powerful, you're brave, you can do hard things, etc. Right? Like, I want her to know she's capable of doing it. And don't let fear get in the way of you not getting what you want in life. And I want her to know that even when hard times come, she's going to be powerful enough to get through it. I really want her to know that because I wish I had that growing up. And I don't know why I'm getting so emotional at this moment in time. But when I teach my daughter, Gemma, it's kind of healing my inner child because I'm doing all the things that I wanted as a kid. And now I get to teach that to her. And sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, am I doing the right thing? I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I pushing her too hard? I guess in parenthood, you never know what you're doing right. And I just have to remind myself, everybody has trauma, some type of trauma, and I cannot not allow her to have any trauma. I don't know. That's just going to be her life path and her own thing that she goes through. But I'm going to try damn hard to make sure she has not a lot of trauma as I have, or she has some type of tools to help understand where these traumas are and work through it. And so she can become this powerful, amazing being that she already is. But I want her to be able to utilize that into the real world when I'm not always with her, or when she really needs the help. And she has to find her inner strength and her inner knowing. And I want her to learn her own intuition and her own powers. And I see that she has a lot of things that I struggle with. Like, again, not only does she doesn't like change, but she doesn't speak up. Like, that's another thing that I really want to teach her. And I struggled with this my whole life, speaking up. And this is why I actually have this podcast, because I'm learning to speak up. I'm learning to talk about my truth. I'm learning to tell people my thoughts and my feelings and my perspective, and letting other people hear my voice and my story. And that used to be super scary for me. And I want her to know that it's okay to speak up. She's so scared to tell the teacher that she needs to go pee. So sometimes she'd rather just pee in her pants instead than to tell her teacher. That's wild. Like, no, go just speak up and do it. Or be brave enough to go do it on your own. You know, like these little things. But it already shows how my traumas and what I've already passed down to her is already carrying through. And it's wild to me. I'm like, no, I don't want you to have these things. But again, we get all these traumas and lessons passed down from generation to generation to generation. So sometimes we're here to break generational patterns. And this is why we pick certain families too in our lifetime of what we truly want to break or learn from. Right? And I got an Akashic reading telling me that my twin and I are here to break generational patterns. And this is why we're doing the hard work. And I notice it so much. I'm like, oh my God, this is so much work sometimes. Having to reflect and having to take time to heal and to talk about it. And luckily, I am doing it with my twin. Like, if I had to do this on my own, oh my gosh. And I always tell my twin, I'm like, wow, thank goodness we picked this lifetime together. I'm glad that our souls were like, hey, let's not go down just by ourselves. I know both of us were like, okay, we got to do this shit or this hard work together in this lifetime, because we know it's a lot of work. And so again, I'm so thankful that my soul created this lifetime. And I always have downloads or like dreams or thoughts of like, dang, this is my most favorite lifetime that I picked so far for myself. Because again, we're soul beings, and before we come to Earth, we already like planned out a contract or a life contract that what we kind of wanted in this lifetime, what we wanted to learn, who our family is, the souls that we're meant to have or know or to surround ourselves with. I picked such a great life for myself. I mean, I don't have everything yet, but I know I am going to have it. And it's just so beautiful. Like, I have so much love, and I know that I already came to Earth with a high vibe. I've noticed that my whole life, I've already been more privileged than others. I've noticed that my energy and my high vibe and my personality is already high vibrational. I've already noticed that at a young age. I'm like very aware that I am given more gifts, or I already had more awareness at a younger age. And I'm so, so thankful for that. And I'm like, my soul knew exactly what I needed in this lifetime. And I feel it in my heart, in my hardcore being, that I really chose a life that I love. And so many of us are chasing other people's dreams, and we make it believe that that is our dream. They make fame and richness and all of this seem so great, but really, is that really the life that you're meant to have, or is that your true purpose? Like, I used to want all these materialistic things in my teens and 20s because this is what the Matrix has taught us to believe is so important. And then finally I came out and had an awakening, a spiritual awakening, and I was like, materialistic things don't bring me happiness. Like, yeah, it might bring me happiness for, like, that one day or whatever, but it'll go away eventually. It doesn't last long. And what truly makes me happy is the connections that I create, the love that I have, and the love that I get to help others, or the love that other people give me. Like, love truly is the one thing that all of us want so badly. We just want to be loved by others. We just want to be accepted, right? And everybody just wants happiness and joy. But yet we're so far from it because, of course, the Matrix created a chaotic world for us. But the thing is, you can create whatever the F you want. This is your life. And as soon as I knew that I'm the creator of my own life, life literally feels so nice, peaceful, beautiful, and exactly the way it should be. I'm not chasing. I'm not in a rush. I don't feel bad for myself, like, oh, I don't have everything yet. I already have so much right now in this moment in time, in the present moment. I have so much love for my friends and family. I have the kids that I manifested. I have a loving husband. I have enough money. I'm not rich, but I have enough money to have a house that I live in, and I can have a safe environment, and I have a car that I can drive. Dude, I have so much already. What more do I need? Yeah, if the universe gives me more, great. That's wonderful. But bask in the present moment of what you already have now. And most of us don't even do this. Most of us are always chasing, being stuck in the low vibe state of what I do not already have. And that's where life goes wrong. That's where your life gets stuck in the low vibe. And this is where you're stuck in the life cycle of always rushing, always chasing, always stressed, overwhelmed, full of anxiety. But once you get out of that low vibe state and you create gratitude, appreciation for what you already have, you create more and more for yourself. And again, sometimes I still go back to the bad pattern of comparing my worth with my business. But then I have to, again, remind myself, like, my business is not a reflection of me. It's the reflection of what I'm trying to chase or trying to focus on that's not important. Like, yes, of course, I want to help people, etc. I'm already helping people when I help myself. And when you help yourself and you focus on your own self and your energy and your life, then people will see that. And then you will create a ripple effect onto others. And just like a small little example of what I have inspired others to do is I used to post myself like walking every single day. And then I had friends and family tell me like, oh my God, I saw you walking. And then that inspired me to walk. Like, what? Just me doing that simple task every single day. Last week, I posted that I worked out even when I didn't want to. And I was like, dude, I'm pregnant. No excuses. You should too. And I had a friend reach out and he's like, oh my gosh, Kathy, like, I was being so lazy. I was trying not to go work out. But you inspired me to get up and go work out even when you're pregnant. And I was just laughing. See, I inspire other people just because I focus on myself. And this is what I want to tell you guys is that when you focus on yourself, that is when you can inspire and truly be authentic. And the authenticity takes you much further than you trying to be somebody you're not. The authenticity of you being who you are and not caring if other people or what other people think of you, but knowing that it's for your health, it's for your happiness, whatever it is, it's for you. It's going to mean so much more. So focus on yourself, focus on your energy, focus on what is right for you at this moment in time. You don't always have to be hustling or always pushing harder. Sometimes it can look like taking some downtime and having a bliss off life like me. But whatever you choose, just make sure that you follow your intuition and not follow other people's words or whatever they're saying, because ultimately you're living this life, and this life is really short if you think about it. Your soul has an eternity, but you only have this short little amount of time. What's the average of the death? And you know, you can leave in this planet at any time, but what, maybe you stay here until you're 80, so you only get 80 years on the planet Earth. And then I was thinking about it too. I was like, dude, I'm going to be so sad that I'm not going to be able to live in this lifetime exactly like this. Like, my soul kids are not going to be my kids maybe in another lifetime. I mean, I'm always going to be connected to them on a soul level, but we're not going to be able to play the same exact role or have the same exact lifetime. So why not make it count? So I was thinking about, like, what if my kids are not my kids anymore in a different lifetime? Maybe they would be, but it's not going to be like the same, all souls going to be here at the same lifetime, because every soul has free will. It's not like my mom is going to be my mom with my kids, the same case scenario, right? In a lifetime once I pass. So I'm trying to bask in this lifetime and what I've already created or what I anticipated. And it's beautiful. It's only the beginning of my life. And I'm just kind of getting emotional again, because if I already know and envision that life is only going to get better from here, I know I'm going to blow up. I know I'm going to be a number one best-selling author. I know I'm meant to talk about the BS life on a very national, worldly level. That's my mission. That is my purpose. I know it. And I just know that in this moment in time, I'm just not ready for that, because I'm ready to actually bask in the present moment of motherhood and quiet peace and family. Like, that's what I'm focusing on. And I know in my 40s and 50s, I'm going to blow up to where it's not going to be a lot about just my family. It's going to be, again, right, doing my life purpose of being on stage and traveling and doing all of that busyness. And right now, it's just family. So later on, it will be family and business. I just know it's going to be great. I already know it's going to be amazing. Maybe that's why I keep resisting pushing myself harder. And I've noticed that too. Like, when I put myself out there right now, I'm not getting so much views and stuff. Like, knowing that my content's amazing, knowing that whatever I give is my full, authentic, 100% self, and everything that I create is intentional and amazing. And I just know it's not my time yet. And the universe always knows the best timing. Like, they know what is the best thing for us all the time, even if we can't see it. So I just know that it's not my time yet. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with whatever I have right now in life. And I just want to remind you, if you're in a slow pace, or if you feel like you're stuck, or if you feel like you're not going anywhere, just trust in divine timing. And if you're really sick of your circumstances, if you're really sick of whatever narrative you're telling yourself, know that you can change that. It is all up to you. You can choose what you want to live life and how you want to live it. It's just, are you going to take those actions to create the life that you want? It's really up to you. And most of it is just getting out of your way. It's the mindset that you have for yourself, the perception that you tell yourself, or you see the reality that you perceive life as. You change all of that and you get rid of all of that, watch your life change. And again, like the Kim Kardashian example, she doesn't let fear get in the way. She just doesn't get nervous. That's how much trust and love she has for herself. That's wild. And if any of us can just be like that, even a little percentage of that, that's truly incredible. And we can all. But the thing is, we can all. Like, what makes her special than other people? Nothing, right? It's just her mindset. She has worked on herself. She loves herself, and she's confident in herself that she's able to just tackle everything. But a lot of us are not confident in ourselves, right? We hold ourselves back. We play small. We don't want to be seen. We don't want to speak up. So if you're struggling with all this, know that I can help you with this as well. And maybe it's a calling for you to get an intuitive card reading with me. We can really get through all the blocks that is really getting you stuck. We'll dive into what's blocking that, and then showing you empowered actions to get over what's the fear or what is the thing that is getting you stuck. And so I'll do coaching, I'll do some card pulling, and it's going to be beautiful. Or you could just have a one-on-one session empowerment with me, and that is an hour session as well, where we will just talk it through, and I will coach you into empowering yourself. And honestly, everybody who has done either card reading or a one-on-one empowerment session with me has always had some type of epiphany or some aha. I've never not helped anybody in a session. So if you are ready to change your life and that sounds like something that you want, you can check it out or book the session at www.kathymao.com, or it will be in the show notes below so you can book that. And last but not least, I just want to remind you to go and ignite your power and live the BS life. And if today's episode was powerful, please let me know in the comments below what you thought of my episode. If you like these, free-flowing episodes, I guess I would call it. And if you thought this was very, very helpful, please share it with someone that you think would benefit, because we need to get this out there to the people that need to hear this. Because again, everything is energy. So if you share positive energy with other people, they will feel it and they will see it. And we all become better and the collective gets high vibrational. So do your job, do the work, and I will see you in my next episode. I love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss-soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!